Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Giovanni Cortolo is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and one of the great folks working on your behalf, small business owners in our nation's capital, trying to maintain. I think maybe that ship has sailed, but to try to get some kind of sanity. With regard to small business policy in Washington, Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim.
I don't know why I thought maintain. I mean, you can't maintain something we don't have, can you?
We fight going forward. We want to protect and it's not maintaining, but protect and advance the cause of entrepreneurship and small business here in D.C. And just when I thought that we had kind of a breath of fresh air with Congress and the administration leaving to go back to get reelected, lo and behold, this morning I got a stark reminder of what D.C. is all about with the one-year anniversary of Occupy D.C.
Wow. why is there an anniversary for that?
I mean, I'm not quite sure, but to get to the chamber, I had to go around Farragut West, and there was about 30 college students. I guess they had their first test and figured out they're not going to be career college students.
Right.
And for every college student, there was a camera, a camera crew with these, and their intention, I guess, is to shut down K Street.
How many people were there out there?
It looked like a 30, 35, 40. Hard to say.
Whole Occupy Washington?
Yeah. I guess so. I don't know, but maybe they recruit more.
They couldn't rope off an alley with that kind of a small group.
Well, you'd be surprised what one or two people can do. One or two people and 30 cameras. That's the whole problem. Is you got so many camera crews, and it looks like the way they shoot it. It looks like they have cast of thousands.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, this Occupy Wall Street thing is such an interesting thing because it is such a farce. It's such a fraudulent thing. The things that the Occupy Wall Street people were complained about, I mean, Giovanni, you probably know this. My audience knows this. I stick my finger in Wall Street's eye every week here. I mean, I've got my beefs with Wall Street. I've got a lot of complaints with Wall Street. And I think, I've said this on the air before, Wall Street's becoming the enemy of capitalism. Wall Street's no longer a leading indicator of itself, of the economy. It's only a leading indicator of itself. I mean, I talk about these things all the time. The 9-day conference call is a big detriment to capitalism. But those are the kinds of things that Occupy Wall Street should be talking about. But the things that they're focusing on are more associated with anarchy than reform, isn't it?
No, absolutely. And any time you try to segment your society to the rich or it's amazing. Free enterprise is really what has given us the wealth we have in today's society.
Right. And the ability to help other people around the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which we've done freely.
Whatever Occupy movement claims, every American earning more than $34,000 a year is in the world's top 1%.
That's right. Well said.
Yeah, and Americans make up of less than 5% of the planet's population, but we're half the members of the world's 1%, and we've accomplished that through free enterprise.
But it amazes me that leading Democrats, and I guess including President Obama, embraced Occupy Wall Street as if they were, as if anarchy was a good thing, and diminished the Tea Party, which basically had the Constitution as their founding principle, and who actually accomplished something legislatively. Whether you agree with it or not, they actually pulled something off, didn't they?
Well, yeah. They're looking to work through the system to build a better system, to build a better
America. Which is the definition of reform and the opposite of anarchy.
Right. And we do have a debt problem. We do have major issues that have to be confronted. And regardless of whether the Tea Party has the right solution or not, they're going about it properly. They're not shutting things down.
That's right.
You know, free markets are not driven by greed. It's not driven by envy. It's driven by accomplishment, success.
Not shared success, but shared opportunity.
Right.
That's what we have it here in America. Not a guarantee of success, but a shared opportunity. You make it whatever you will of it. You're given a fair, equal chance to make it. 22, right back with Giovanni Cortolo. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.